summer is all about balance, right? Whether you are catching up with friends at the bar after a long day of work, or spending quality time with the family in the backyard, Heineken is there to refresh every moment with its uniquely balanced taste and star brewed quality to ensure your enjoyment. So what are you waiting for? Ask for a Heineken next time and enjoy the refreshing moments this summer. Heineken, for a fresher world, not for sale to persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Hi there, this is Fast Mobile, your ultimate gadget destination. From the hottest smartphones, Samsung, iPhone, Tecno, Infinix, Itel, ZTE, Nokia, Google Pixel, Blackview, to all the accessories you need, covers, protectors, power banks, charger, flash drives, and more. We've also got top quality laptops, desktops, laptop bags, and stylish traveling bags for your everyday hustle. For content creators, we've got the full gear, cameras, camcorders, tripod stands, lapel mics, camera bags, just everything to keep you creating non-stop. Wait, gamers, we have all you're looking for. Your paradise awaits. PS5, PS4, Xbox consoles, games, and controllers all in one place. Find us at three convenient locations. Shop number A75, Freedom Way Road, or shop number 06, Chifaramba Road, and at shop number 113C, East Park Mall. Call WhatsApp us today on 0779-333-503. Fast Mobile Center, for today's best technology.
Things as and when they happen. The main news on Unza Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Unza Radio Menu Circus at 17.5 hours. The headlines in local news. Cabinet office reviews staff at Minasoko. Zambia to launch digital IDF by 2026. And in international news, Libya's army chief killed in air crash in Turkey. And in sports news, Citroën may maintain calm as Tripoli ship forecast to commerce crash. With the news in detail, my name is Somele Sitali. In local news, the Cabinet Office has begun reviewing the staff establishment at Minasoko Medical Center in Lusaka to improve service delivery. Defense Minister Ambrose Lufuma says the exercise aims to allow recruitment of junior medical officers to address staffing gaps at the facility. Lufuma was responding to concerns raised by the medical center's commandant, Brigadier General Dr. Levi Muchemwa, who reported inadequate staffing levels. The minister also assured management that a Zambia National Service Unit would soon be deployed to repair a section of the leaking roof at the hospital. The issues came to light during Lufuma's visit to the medical center, where he presented Christmas hampers to mother of babies born on Christmas Day. He also attributed hampers to patients admitted at the facility and wished them a speedy recovery. Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia has noted the concerns raised by the Resident Doctors Association regarding increasing enrollment of medical students and the challenge of unemployment among qualified medical practitioners. In an interview with Unza Radio, MQH, the Director General, Dr. Quince Mwabu, acknowledges that while Zambia continues to experience gaps in healthcare services delivery, the growing number of trained doctors without clear pathways into internships and employment highlights weaknesses in the health workforce planning and coordination. Dr. Mwabu emphasizes that addressing medical practitioners' unemployment requires deliberate alignment between government workforce planning and the capacity of medical training institutions. He further notes that the organization will continue its help in strengthening deployment mechanisms, particularly to underserved areas and expanding opportunities across the broader healthcare, which helps to ensure effective utilization of trained medical practitioners while improving access to care. Dr. Mwavo highlights that Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia remains committed to supporting policies and interventions that promote a balanced, sustainable health workforce and improved healthcare outcomes for the country. Copper Belt University mining expert Kenny Nurenda says the mining sector has performed well in 2025. Nurenda, who is assistant dean in the School of Mines, says the country recorded a strong performance during the year of the copper production increment significantly and expects to exceed 900,000 metric tons by the end of the year. In an interview with the media, Nurenda attributes the growth of major investments in mines in Northwestern Province as well as the revival of Mopani Copper Mines and Konkola Copper Mines, KCM. He says the positive performance of the mining sector in 2025 may be attributed to favorable mining policies under the current administration. Meanwhile, National Union of Miners and Allied Workers President Saw Simujika says 2025 is shaping up to be a good year for the labor movement, signing increased job creation within the mining sector. Still in local news, the Zambia Army has urged its officers to refrain from participating in partisan politics as the country prepares for the general elections next year. Zambian Army Deputy Commander and Chief of Staff Major General Luswepo Sinyinza says that the country is set to hold the elections in 2026 and it is important for all officers to refrain to remain patriotic and promote peace and unity. Major General Sinyinza was speaking during the 21st annual ball for headquarters officers held in Lusaka last night. He says all officers of Zambians at large should uphold the One Zambia, One Nation motto. Major General Sinyinza also called for renewed purpose, professionalism and loyalty among officers as they carry out their duty to defend the country. And the Zambian Army President of the MS Committee, Brigadier General Louis Chikoti, urged officers to reflect on their New Year resolution and consider how they can contribute to the development of the country. A Zambian truck driver identified as Stephen Kalusa has been attacked and abducted this morning in the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC. Confirming the incident in an interview with the media, Southern African Truck Drivers Association General Secretary Jackson Banda has since enhanced calls for protection of drivers' workers along cross-border routes, saying limit efforts to rescue and protect drivers from attacks in the DRC is worrying. Banda says a passing driver noticed something missed, approached the scene and found a DRC soldier inside the truck who confirmed an attack had taken place and described how the victim was held by attackers and later released after a payment was made. He explains that the abducted driver was reportedly released after paying more than $1,000 and sought medical attention, and about an hour later the incident with his fingers almost severed. Banda said medical staff managed to stabilize the victim's condition and has since been discharged from the hospital. Finally, in local news, Zambia is expected to roll out digital identification card by the end of 2026. Smart Zambia Initiative International Coordinator Percy Chinyama says the move is being driven by the Digital Zambia Acceleration Project, which has approved by the World Bank Group in March this year. The project is backed by $100,000 grant from the International Development Association, IDA, and seeks to expand access to the internet and digitally enabled public service nationwide. DZAP places strong emphasis on the digital inclusion with particular attention to women and girls, persons with disabilities and other vulnerable groups. The Digital Zambia Acceleration Project is part of the second phase of the Inclusive Digitalization in Eastern and Southern Africa IDEA program. Speaking during engagement in Washington, D.C., United States Chinyama says Zambia has recorded progress in expanding e-government services.